Barhead. A man who defrauded a Westlock woman of more than $6,000 through a check scheme, among other offenses, received a 59-day global sentence followed by 18-month probation during the August 9 session of Barhead Provincial Court. Peter Joseph Beyer pled guilty to one count of fraud under $5,000, mischief, damage under $5,000, failing to comply with a probation order and one count of failing to comply with a release order. Judge Von Myers agreed to the sentence, which was a joint submission from the Crown and defense, also ordered Beyer to pay restitution of $3,323.32. Myers agreed to defense counsel's request to waive the victim impact surcharge. As part of the joint submission, the Crown also withdrew several charges including 12 counts of using a forged document, 11 counts of fraud under $5,000, 3 assault with weapon charges, 6 varying assault charges, 1 count of housebreaking with intent and a charge of mischief, damage under $5,000. It is worth mentioning that Beyer has been in custody since July 3 and as of August 9 served 38 days, so with 1.5 enhanced time credit, his sentences is effectively time served. Beyer's lawyer Richard Forbes noted that he waived his right as a person of indigenous descent to a GLADU report. A GLADU report is a pre-sentencing report that courts can use to take into consideration the multitude of factors that can lead an indigenous person to become in conflict with the law. On the matter of fraud, Crown Prosecutor Anthony Estefan said that on June 16, 2018, a woman made a complaint saying she was a victim of check fraud. In her statement, Beyer, the woman's neighbor at the time, asked her if she had any old checks that his daughter could use for a school project. Since she was a schoolteacher, she told the accused that she would give him some of her old checks, Estefan said, noting that she whited out all the pertinent information, such as name, address and bank numbers before giving them to Beyer. A day before going to the RCMP, the woman learned that Beyer had used the checks to take money from her account when she looked at her latest bank statement. She noticed that several checks had been cashed without her current banking information, consent, or signature, Estefan said, adding that the checks were made payable to a known alias of Beyer. As part of the RCMP's investigation, he noted that police obtained a production order of the accused's banking information and determined that Beyer deposited a total of $6,646.64 into his account through several checks from March 19, 2018, and December 27, 2018. The visual copy of the checks were identical to the ones the woman provided to Beyer, Estefan said. The charge of mischief, damage under $5,000 stemmed from a January 20, 2022 incident, after Beyer called Barhead RCMP to report that his then-girlfriend of 2 years was threatening to press charges against him for damaging her property. 3 RCMP members responded, noting that the officers interviewed the pair separately. Estefan said that the girlfriend stated that they were in the bedroom, when Beyer questioned who she was texting, as he was packing his belongings before going to work. Beyer questioned his then-girlfriend about who she was texting. When she declined to answer, an argument ensued, he said, adding the girlfriend accused Beyer of breaking her hair straightener. Estefan said the failure to comply with a probation order charge was the result of an incident that started in early March 2022. He noted that on March 2, Beyer received 12 months of probation in Westlock Provincial Court. Estefan did not specify what the charge Beyer had been found guilty of but said as part of his probation, he had to report to probation authorities no later than March 9. On March 22, a letter was mailed out to Beyer's last known address asking him to report to Westlock Community Corrections by April 8. Estefan said that Beyer again failed to report as directed. The final charge, failing to comply with a release order, that Beyer pled guilty to stemmed from an incident in the summer of 2022. Estefan said that on June 26 at 9:22 p.m., Barhead RCMP responded to a domestic incident between Beyer and his girlfriend. On the advice of her sister, the girlfriend left her home and called the RCMP from the hospital, he said, adding she told police that Beyer had entered the home they previously shared and started yelling obscenities at her. At the time, Beyer's release order prohibited him from being at the residence. Estefan noted that Beyer has a 2-page criminal record with convictions from October 1996 to March 2022. However, only 8 convictions were as an adult, including a 2003 obstruction charge and 3 convictions for failing to appear for court dates, 2 in 2006 and 1 in 2007. For the obstruction charge, Beyer received a 7-day custodial sentence. For the failure to appear charges, he was sentenced to 2 fines, amounts not disclosed, and as well as a 30-day custody sentence. Beyer also has 2 assault convictions, one in 2007 for which he received a 60-day custodial sentence, and another in March 2022 for which he received a suspended 30-day sentence along with 12 months of probation. Estefan said when coming up with his recommendation for sentencing, he considered several factors, including Beyer's early guilty plea, eliminating the need for the complainant to testify. The action shows that he is taking responsibility for his actions, Estefan said. He added that the aggravating factors included his recent and relating criminal record, and criminal convictions which Beyer received custodial sentences for. Estefan also said that he found the fact that some of these incidents arose in the context of intimate partner violence, troubling. But he said that the Crown realizes that many of Beyer's troubles stem from addiction and mental health issues. Taking everything into account, this is a fit and appropriate sentence, albeit, perhaps at the lower end, Estefan said. Forbes noted that his client is sober and is working to stay that way. Beyer, who appeared via CCTV at Edmonton Remand Center, said he is excited to move forward with his life. "I want to focus on a sober life and make a better life for my kids," he said. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.